And welcome back, everyone, to the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. It is semifinal time. And the WrestleBack rounds have been completed for the quarterfinals. Logan Capon of Little Falls and Zach Scott of Holdingford both lost this morning. So the two WrestleBacks that we had scheduled have finished their season here at the state tournament. We are looking down on mat number two, where Andrew Nissen of Black Duck Castlake Mena is underway in his semifinal. 106 pounds. The only senior here in this 106 Class A. Coming up at 120 pounds, Brandon Ortman of the Pioneers, Tanner Reitz of Frazee. Second meeting of the weekend between those two. Reitz beat Brandon 8-2 in the team quarterfinals Thursday. So that's coming up. The 106 quarterfinals underway here at the Xcel Energy Center. AAA is going on in the middle mats while the near side mats occupied by the AA individuals. Sixth ranked Mark Baringa in one semifinal from St. Charles against second ranked Jake Norrie out of West Central area. And then Andrew Nissen of Black Duck against number one Ethan Kota out of Kenyon Wanamingo. And right now it looks like Nissen down there trails 2-0 at the end of one. So they will run the semis. Thank you. And then they will move into the next round, the consolation semifinal round. So we have now determined all the placers. We just don't know what spot in the podium they will be on. As Kota drives in on Nissen's leg, the senior from Black Duck Castlake Mena. So we'll come back. We will have Brandon Ortman's semifinal with Tanner Reitz of Frazee. That's coming up right here from the Xcel in St. Paul.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We're back at the Xcel Energy Center, working our way through Class A semifinal 106-pound matches. Andrew Nissen of Black Duck trailing 5-0 with about a minute left. That's one semifinal. And the other one is a wild one, 7-6. That is Jake Norrie, West Central, and Mark Moringa out of St. Charles. So Section 7's Andrew Nissen. 33 seconds left for Nissen. He's facing number one, Ethan Cota, Kenyon Wanamingo. Brandon Ortman's coming up in two matches. They'll wrestle the 113-pounders. And then it's Brandon's turn at 120. Over there, Norrie from West Central, picking up back points in his semifinal. We saw Norrie and West Central defeat Pierce in the consolation round of team tournament Thursday. And the final, Nissen loses 5-0. So Andrew Nissen loses to number one, Ethan Cota of Kenyon Wanamingo. That means Nissen will drop down and wrestle in the next round of action, which is the consolation semifinals to determine whether you wrestle for third or fifth place. And it's looking more and more like the number one Cota will face number two, Jake Norrie, out of West Central.
113 pounds, AAA, Riley Molander.
15 seconds left. Norrie has this one pretty well locked up.
Now wrestling on that five, at 113, Class A, Tanner Pestleville, Sibley East.
And there's the final, and Norrie and Cota will meet 1-2 for the 106 championship.
Wrestling Jake Leva of Simley.
Riley Molitor of Sartell St. Stephen in action in AAA. He's ranked number one.
Apple Valley and Tyler Eisen.
So Class A has moved now to the 113-pound semifinals.
Noah Bauer.
That is
Ryan
Molinaro, fourth ranked Atwater Cosmos Grove City, against 8th-ranked Noah Bauer of Pine Island. The other semifinal is number 3, Tanner Pasvogel of Sibley East against Trenton Coyer of Osakis. That's a 3-5 matchup. And then it'll be Brandon Ortman. So Brandon is at most about 6 minutes away. Each of these semifinals go the full 6 minutes, which they are likely to do. You rarely see falls here. So Ortman will face Tanner Reitz. Brandon is unranked. He upset number 2, Joey Majerus of Zumbrota Mazepa last night, 8-7. He opened with a pin over Atwater Cosmos Grove City's A.J. Schmidt. 11-7 decision. And Reitz has beaten Ortman in this tournament, 8-2, during the team quarterfinals on Thursday. For Reitz, he tech-falled Lincoln Arndt of Maple River in his opener, 16-0. And then he decisioned Bertha Hewitt-Verndale's Anthony Kern, 8-2 in the quarterfinals. So both of those 1-13 semis are almost through the first period down there. And then we'll have Brandon Ortman coming up at 1:20. Then it's a 1:52 match for Colton Eichens. And that's a 1-2 state ranking, as Colton will get the number 2 ranked 152-pounder, Shane Seward out of Lake City High School, a senior. At 160, Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala is in the semis. His opponent is 8th ranked Royal Crow, like the bird, Crow from West Central area. That's a semifinal. Meanwhile, Aikens, Noah Landris is in that same bracket. He's in the semifinals in the other half of Brad Kroll. He gets number 1 ranked Peyton Moore of Jackson County Central. And then at 195 pounds, holding Ford's Nathan Brinker will be in a semifinal round. He'll have Minnesota's Cole Hennon in his match. And that'll be our semifinals. And we'll have to see if there are any consolation semifinals. So when we come back, it should be Brandon Ortman time. Periods in the 113 matches down in Class A. So it's Ortman and Reitz for a trip to the championship when we come back.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
This is Andrew Hadditch from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, Call him at 468-6177. And in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
We are back. We are at the Xcel Energy Center, and we are about 2 minutes away from Brandon Ortman. Brandon Ortman and Tanner Reitz will go at it for the right to wrestle for a state championship tonight. Brandon's pretty focused. I saw him. I didn't want to bother him. I didn't want to take anything away. So I was debating whether or not to maybe have a quick word with him, but I said, nope. Leave him alone in his own thoughts. One of the biggest moments of his young life is about to happen here. He is in the tunnel. I can see him down there jogging as the Pioneers 120-pounder Ortman.
Results for match 950.
Trying to make a championship appearance.
Double A. Kyle Kavanaugh, Caledonia.
There's 45 seconds left in one of the 113 semifinals. And there's 35 seconds left in the other. Riley Molitor of Sartell. Looks like he is on the way to the finals. He's up 14-6 in his semifinal. The number one ranked AAA. And he is going to win that one. And Riley Molitor of the Sabres is headed to the state finals. Congratulations to him. So, over on 113, it looks like the winner was
number 7 at 120 pound AAA.
Looked like ACGC lost that one.
Brian Mass, Bemidji.
That would mean it was Noah Bauer of Pine Island, the winner. Ortman and Reitz are on the mat. Here we go, Class A, 120-pound semifinals. Second meeting as Ortman checks in at the table. It's go time for Brandon Ortman. Ortman, as I look down, is putting on the red anklet. Referee brings him into the middle. They shake hands and we're wrestling. Ortman is circling clockwise. Both men drop down into kind of a football stance. Pawing. There's a first attack. And they're together, shoulder to shoulder, now on their feet. Reitz pushing down, trying to snap down. Now Ortman separates away. Ortman and Reitz. Piers Frazee. Shot in, blocked by Brandon. Ortman hooks up the elbow. Reaching back for Brandon's right leg, trying to pull that one in so Reitz can hook the leg. And we get a stalemate called. 1:23 to go, first period, scoreless. Restart. Ortman took a dive in at the ankle, didn't get it. Now Reitz cautiously reaches for Brandon's ankle, and Brandon steps away. Looks like Reitz might be trying for a front headlock over there. Both men on their knees. Another stalemate. 105. Scoreless here. Brandon. Still down on one knee. Now a switch. Here comes Ortman. Ortman. And Reitz. They're locked up. This is going to be our first point here in this scramble. Who's going to get this? Ortman with his leg, and no points yet. Referee says no control. Ortman grasps the ankle, and Ortman spins, and they're out of bounds. There was our first flurry of real activity, and it ends with no points. That little feeling out period, I believe, is over. 28 seconds. Ortman throws a front headlock on, trying to spin him around. Reitz of Frazee now on his feet. He's wearing the black singlet with the green and white. They're both battling here on their knees, each man with his hand behind his opponent's head. And another stalemate. Late first period, 9 seconds left. One real good flurry that resulted in a scramble out of bounds. At the end of one, 0-0. Reitz will start in the down position. Riding on the right hip, Ortman drives him forward, chopping at that elbow. Trying to turn him, tries to roll him, tilting him. Ortman, nope, Reitz rolled through it. Reitz rolled through a cheap tilt try. Reitz belly to the mat. Brandon, left hip side. Now Reitz tries to elevate. Brandon being lifted off the back of Reitz. Brandon might be trying to cradle here. Reitz to his knees, trying to turn in. Now a headlock throw. Here comes Reitz around. Brandon scrambling, defending. Reitz coming around. And Reitz will get two on the reverse. Two zip, Reitz scores. Minute 12 to go, and now Reitz throws in the legs.
120-pound AA, Tyler Wagner.
So Tanner Reitz gets a reversal in the second. And now Ortman from underneath, and we get a stalemate called. Stalemate will send them back to the middle. And it looks like we've got some blood time. Blood time coming up. It's Brandon that heads over to the corner. And Reitz will talk with his head coach, Clay Nagel. So a reversal here for Reitz to make it 2-0. I was talking about this matchup with Corey Egan this morning. And I asked him, what are Reitz's strengths? And he says he is such a good rider. He said if he gets ahead and gets you in a riding position, it's awful tough. He just controls you. And so right now, Brandon down 2-0 following the reversal. Still now they stop blood time, and Brandon walks back out onto the mat. Ortman in the down position. Referee signals Reitz to get on, and we're wrestling again. Here's up on his feet, Ortman. Ortman comes around. Ortman. No, Reitz held on. For a minute, Brandon almost slipped out. Now Reitz takes him back down. 45 seconds. Brandon rolling. Here's Brandon switching. Brandon coming around. Brandon might have a headlock on him. What do we got here? Brandon neutral, says the referee. Boy, Brandon looks like he's got a headlock with Reitz on his right side. Brandon's across the chest of Reitz. Reitz still holding on, maintaining the control. 20 seconds left. Brandon trying to at least even this up, and if he turns it, get back point. Oh, but Reitz scrambles around and regains control. Oh, that was so close for Brandon Ortman. Reitz just able to hang on long enough to prevent any. And now a scramble roll again, and that ends the period. 2-0. 2-0 now. Ortman will start period 3 down by 2 and in the down position. Reaching back for the leg to possibly Granby. Reitz has him balled up. He's got both legs thrown in. Rest laying across Brandon's back. both leg, double leg ride here by Reitz, trying to pull Brandon's left arm out. Brandon's got it underneath his chest. That's a half, and the referee making sure that that arm doesn't get at a bad angle. Now, here comes Ortman. Ortman to his knees. He's got Reitz on his right side trying to pull out there. We're down to a minute 13. Brandon, and what do we have? We got a stoppage of stalemate, says the referee.
Number 7 at 126 pounds, AAA, George Barma.
And Ortman tries to roll, couldn't get through. Still riding, Reitz throws those legs in again. That's exactly what Corey Egan said. He is a deadly rider. Now he's trying to tilt Brandon. He's going to get, oh, no, only a one count. Brandon rolls back to his belly. 45 seconds and a stoppage for potentially dangerous. Brandon needs a reverse here. Here's the restart. Brandon bracing up, rolling through. 40 to go for Ortman. Lifting up again. Brandon needs one reverse to tie. Coming around. Reitz breaks him back down. He's down to 26 seconds left. Ortman underneath, just being ridden by Reitz. The only point, a reversal in the second for Reitz.
Results for Matt.
12 seconds.
120-pound AAA.
Reitz is going to hold on, it looks like. He is just going to ride this out. And there it is, 2-0. Reitz defeats Ortman in the semis. A reversal in the second is the difference. He rode him out. Boy, Corey Egan was right. Tremendous riding ability by Tanner Reitz, but a heck of an effort. Boy, Brandon came close a couple of times, but falls just short, and that means he will wrestle in the next round of action, which is the consolation semifinals, which will begin after this championship semifinal round. So the next one will be Colton Eichens at 152 against Shane Seward of Lake City.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Shomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Shomer, at 468-252.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Schools need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Charge.
I'm proud to announce this year's Snowball King, the All-State power forward, Chris McCafferty.
Speech. Well, I hate to say it, but you're going to need a few more crowns. I mean, I'm just a regular guy. If I get a crown, everyone else should too. After all, if it wasn't for Coach convincing me to play basketball, I'd still be a big, lumbering, goofy dude with not a lot to talk about. You deserve a crown, Coach. And my girlfriend, Jenny, she tells me what to wear so I don't look stupid. She deserves one too. And my brother, Pete, where are you, Pete? Come get a crown, buddy. Pete made sure I didn't get made fun of my freshman year. And Greg, thanks for all the rides home, man.
Participation in high school sports teaches students sportsmanship and fairness.
And Brian, dude, remember when you were going to ask Jenny to the prom and you decided not to?
A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Couldn't have done it without you, Mom.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Back at the XL Energy Center, where Brandon Ortman loses a 2-0 decision to Tanner Reitz of Frazee in the semis. So we'll have Brandon coming up about 12:45 this afternoon.
Sam Benninghoff, Mount Westonka.
Down there on mat number two, this should be Kyle Hennin of Minneota and Cam Socorro of Border West. And right now we have four-time state champ Socorro up 4-2 at the end of the match. Wait a minute here. Nope, that is misidentified there. That was Austin Anderley with the win over Wyatt Stevens from Windham Mountain Lake.
Now wrestling.
So two-time champ Austin Anderley moving on.
132 pounds. Louis Sanders, Lake Crystal.
Now Louis Sanders, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial.
Grant Jepson
of Frazee going at it. And over in that other semifinal, that is the Hennin matchup with Cam Socorro.
Result of that, 609.
That is a Minneota Border West match.
Winner by a 12-3 decision, Cameron Socorro.
Nope.
Border West.
Socorro a winner, 12-3. So he is going to the finals. One versus two. So now Blaine Cheetah of Kimball is out there against Jake Mant. So a pair of state champs will meet for 126.
Results for match two.
Socorro and Anderley.
26-pound triple.
Socorro a four-time winner. Anderley a two-time champ. That'll be a dandy tonight at 7 o'clock.
He's on the back. 6'10". Class A, 126 pounds.
Taking a look at some of the updated
Austin Anderley
championship matches that are now set in Class A 106. It'll be Ethan Cota and Jake Norrie at 113. Noah Bauer out of Pine Island against Tanner Pasvogel of Sibley East. And the 120 championship will have Tanner Reitz of Frazee, Michael Suda out of Pipestone. Suda wins. So he's going for a championship tonight. He beat Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, 4-2. That means that Ortman will face Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield. That'll be a consolation semifinal coming up. That's Class A that we have so far. At 106 AA, the championship, Kyle Cavanaugh out of Caledonia is in the finals. He'll face Josh Terram of St. Thomas Academy. It's at 106. At 113 AA, the championship is Keaton Shore out of Casson Manorville against Jake Gleva of Simley. And in AAA, 106, Peyton Robb of Owatonna will face Victor Gleva of Farmington in the final.
Wrestling Morgan Hufinger of Giving
At 113 in AAA, Tyler Eichens of Anoka will face number one Riley Molitor of Sartell St. Stephen for the 113-pound AAA championship tonight. We're coming up on the 152 Class A championship, our championship semifinal for Eichens and Seward from Lake City. And the other half of that bracket on Colton 152 bracket is third-ranked Dietrich Balsbaugh out of Trinity School and Leo Bisey of Minneota discussing Shane Seward last night at a table over a meal with the coaches. It was the talk about Shane Seward and what they knew about him. And they said he's a pretty defensive wrestler. Tough to score on, they said. So we'll see how explosive Colton Eichens can be. Colton, he won his two team matches. He beat Connor Meyer, 8th ranked, of Barnesville in his individual opener, 11-4. And then yesterday, also, he majored 4th ranked Derek Herman of United South Central, 14-3. That's how Colton has gotten to the semis. Of course, Colton, of course, well known that he is a runner-up last year at 145. He's trying to move up one step higher on the podium. For Seward, in his trip to the semifinals to meet up with Colton. Of course, Lake City not in the team tournament, so he came in. He's a senior, 33-2 record, ranked second. Seward pinned Kalen Majors of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in his first rounder. And he came back in the quarters with a 7-4 decision over Jordan Engler of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg. For Dietrich Balsbaugh, a junior at Trinity School at River Ridge, 36-4, now 38-4, following an 8-3 win over Minnewaska's Weston Lardy in his opener. And he edged Park Rapids' Justin Dravis 4-3 in the quarterfinals.
Results from match 261.
His opponent is Minneota's Leo Bisey.
Austin Brenner, St. Cloud Tech.
Bisey was a Tech Fall winner, 20-4, over Kyle Schlosser of Prairie Valley.
138 pounds. Jeremiah Coleman.
And then he decisioned Noah Greenfield of Maple River 5-4 in the quarter. So Bisey and Balsbaugh in one semi, Eichens and Seward in the other. As we look down, it looks like they are at 138 right now. 138. The 126 final. It is Austin Anderle, Lesueur Henderson, Cameron Sikora, Border West. Both are multiple-time state champs.
Class A, 132-pound.
120-pound championship. Jim LaDuc, Farmington. Brent Jones out of Shakopee. So, Brainerd's Andy Schlosser and Bemidji's Brian Moss, both out of Region 8-3A, both lost in the semis. LaDuc beat Schlosser 8-7 and Jones 9-3 over Brent Jones. Boy, that 138-pounder ended in a hurry on that mat in Class A. So we just got a whole lot closer to Colt Nations. Let me pick up the binoculars and see if I see Colton down there. Don't see him in that tunnel.
5-1 decision goes to
don't see him in that tunnel.
From Ken Paul Randall.
But I know he's there. As now, this is match number 615 coming up. I believe these will be 145 pounders.
138 pounds.
Yep, so they're moving on. We're getting close. Colton Nations could be just a match away right here against number 2, Shane Seward of Lake City.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate...
As we come back to the XL Energy Center, a lot of energy. Down in Class A, we've got a 138-pound match going on and a 145-pound match going on. Semifinal round.
No score. We go to overtime.
Right now, it is number one, Quinton Barris of Kimball. In his 138-pound match, holding a 3-2 lead over third-ranked Ben Baumgartner of Park Rapids. That's at 138. In the 145 semifinal, Jared Willoughby of Windham Mountain Lake against Damon Schmalzreit of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And they are late in that one. That might mean that Colton's up next. I'm not sure which of those two mats Colton's going to be on. Oh, Barris just had his match tied up at 3-3. 5 seconds left. Quinton Barris is going to overtime. Overtime at 138 pounds semifinal. With the wrestler from Park Rapids. Barris won the 132 championship last year. So there's the other 152 semifinal. It's not Colton's match. The other 152 semifinal is getting started right now. That's Dietrich Balsbaugh of Trinity School. And his opponent in his semifinal, Leo Bisey, Minneota. So Barris, a defending champ, is in overtime. The 1 minute overtime against Baumgartner of Park Rapids. Here's Barris coming around. Barris trying to get a takedown here in overtime. Send him to the finals. Doesn't have it yet. He's got the ankle. Baumgartner trying to defend and keep his hopes alive. So that means that Eichen's match will come up after the 145 on that mat. So we know that Colton will be on that Albert Lee mat down there. Barris and Baumgartner in overtime. Ballsbaugh and Bisey are scoreless in their semifinal, a minute in. That's the 152 semi. Barris right now is in overtime at 138 against Baumgartner, Park Rapids. And they're going to go double overtime. Double overtime at 138. Quentin Barris and Ben Baumgartner, number one versus number three. Both Bisey and Bealsbaugh wear blue, so I got to look down there and make sure which one is which. All right, Bisey is in the black headgear and Bealsbaugh in white. All right, that tells me that. Now he's 32nd, second overtime period. Start with each man starting in a down position, and it's Barris down first. So he's got a chance to escape or reverse. Baumgartner riding. Here's Barris up to his feet, trying to free his hands. Barris still controlled and out of bounds. They get a stall call on Baumgartner of Park Rapids. 12 seconds left. 145 pound AAA. James Felsky. Forrest Slate. Here's the restart. Barris is up on one leg. 3 seconds left in this overtime. There's an escape for Quentin Barris. He got out. So now, if he rides, he wins. He's up 4-3 heading to the third overtime. Quentin Barris of Kimball. He'll be riding, breaks him down. That's Baumgartner from Park Rapids. He's only got to ride him now. He's got the lead. He's got 20 seconds left. In on the waist. And they call, boy, they gave Baumgartner a point. I'm sure it's 4-4. Now the referee's going to the score table. It's 4-4 in the third overtime. So now Baumgartner, if he gets an escape, he wins. 13 seconds. Here's the roll by Baumgartner, broken down by Barris.
Now getting ready to wrestle on
8 seconds.
138 pounds, double A.
On his feet. Here's Barris driving him forward. And time is out. We go to a fourth overtime at 138. Barris and Baumgartner. Barn burner. 30 seconds. Baumgartner is down. Stand up try. Snap down. Riding is Quentin Barris Kimball. 20 seconds. Horses him back down. We are about one match away now from Colton Eichens coming out on the mat for his 152 semifinal. Brandon Ortman lost a tough one, 2-0, to Tanner Reitz of Frazee. 12 seconds left in the fourth overtime. Still in on the waist, Barris riding. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there it is.
145 pound, triple A.
Quentin Barris wins in four overtimes.
Your results on that.
What a match between Barris and Baumgartner, a four overtime semifinal.
A 6-3 overtime decision to Jackson Sweeney.
Over in the 152 opposite bracket semifinal between Ballsbaugh of Trinity School and Bisey of Minneota. Right now,
Chatfield.
We've got Minnesota's Bisey. I believe up 4-2 down there.
Osborne of New London Spicer.
Oh, there's an escape. 4-3. They're early in the third period. So Bisey trying to get to the finals. He's up by one. Now the 145 semifinal between Hank Fredericks of Chatfield and Alex Erpelding of Staples Motley is underway.
The reminder, coach.
And there's the first points. Fredericks with a takedown. Fredericks is the returning state champ.
Please stop by the announcer's table, pick up a bio sheet.
The winner gets Jared Willoughby of
also, coach, remember
Lake Crystal. Of Wyndham.
Certificate. Today for all
so the match prior to Ishans is going on right now.
Roger Gorham was sitting at the podium near so match that, 4 and 8.
That means at most.
The results on that number 4, match 9.
About 5 minutes for Colton Ishans before he gets out on the mat. Trying to get back to the finals.
This is Andy Patters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We're back at the XL. We look down on mat number one, and that's where Noah Landris of Aiken is underway. He's in a semifinal at 160 against Payden Moore of Jackson County Central. So that mat, it had a pin a couple of matches ago early in about 40 seconds. So that's how that one kind of accelerated ahead of the adjoining mat two, is the two semifinals in Class A side by side. So they're at 160, while the neighboring mat is at 145. That means that Colton Eichens will be up next, and then Brad Kroll will follow on that mat. So we'll have back-to-back with Eichens and Kroll at 52 and 60. Right now, Noah Landris and number one Peyton Moore going at it. 2-1, Moore is up. He just gave up the optional start escape to Landris of Aitken. And Moore will get no takedown yet. Now he drops down and gets two. 4-1 for Peyton Moore. Keegan Moore will be in the semis. His brother, a little bit later. 25 seconds left there in that first period for Noah Landris, trailing 4-1. Looks like Moore got a bloody nose. He's headed over to the corner. Keegan Moore defeated Kyle Lang last night. Tech Fall 22-7 at 182 pounds. In the match prior to Colton Eichens, they are at the end of two. Chatfield's Hank Fredericks up 4-1. And he's wrestling Alex Erpelding, Staples Motley in the semis. Fredericks, returning state champ for the Gophers of Chatfield, who won the team title last year but didn't make it out of Section 1 this year. That was Zambroda Mazepa, who made it to the team finals, losing to Mineota. Fredericks last year was the 138-pound champion. Hank Fredericks, ranked number one. Down to a minute 18 left before Eichens. Right now, Peyton Moore continuing to lead Noah Landris of Aitken. 4-1, that's at the end of a period. That's a 160 semi. The winner gets the Brad Kroll winner in their semifinal. Kroll will be in action against eighth-ranked Royal Crow of West Central Area. 40 seconds left for Fredericks in his match. So when we come back, it's go time for Colton Eichens.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce.
All right, Hank Fredericks has won over Erpelding of Staples Motley 6-5. Listen to this announcement. 4-2 decision.
wrestling on mat number 5.
Not that one. Colton's checking in. Shane Seward, Lake City as well. 152. The winner gets Dietrich Bielsbaugh for the title. Bielsbaugh over Leo Beise, 6-3 in the other semi.
On mat number 4, 152 pounds double A.
Colton Eichens trying to repeat a trip to the finals. He's got the red anklet, and we're underway. Eichens and Seward. Both in black. It's black and orange for Lake City, black and red for Piers. 10 seconds in, no points yet. A couple of feints by each guy. Who will be the aggressor here? There's a first attempt by Seward, scrambling away. Colton Eichens. 30 seconds have gone by. Now they tie up hands. Colton tries a little sucker drag. Didn't get it. Now it's Seward in for a throw, and he'll get two. 2-0 Seward over Eichens with a takedown. Landis trailing 6-1, early third to Peyton Moore. So now riding is Seward.
Result of that 6-16.
Pressing down on Colton's head. Colton reaching back for a Granby try. Half in by Seward. Now Colton up, and he's going to get an escape as Seward pushes him out. 2-1. Shane Seward with the lead on Eichens. 2-1. 50 seconds, first period.
Griffin Ferriott of New Prague.
Colton pawing at the head of Seward. Now they grasp hands. Seward steps forward. There's a little fake try. Seward couldn't catch him, though. Too ready for that was Colton Eichens, and they're out of bounds. Back to the middle. Dietrich Bielsbaugh awaits the winner of this one in the finals tonight. 2-1 for Seward, a takedown and then an escape. The point so far. 20 seconds remain, first period. Now they're hooked up. Pushing forward again is Seward. Down to 10 seconds remain. Seward ranked second, Eichens ranked first. Undefeated Eichens, a 2-loss Seward. Throw try by Seward, didn't get it. And there's the end of the period. Shane Seward with a 2-1 lead after one. And Seward will be in the down position to begin period two. Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala comes up next. Here's a stand-up try by Seward. Colton throws the leg in and the referee stops it. Restart. Now Seward up. Broken down by Colton Eichens. Eichens draped across the back of Seward, and it stopped for potentially dangerous. 1:50 to go, second period. 2-1, Shane Seward leads Eichens. There's a stall on Colton. A stalling call on Colton Eichens.
Now wrestling on bat number 1, class A. 170 pounds.
Seward standing up. Eichens drives forward. Looks like a Turk try here coming, but they're out of bounds. Out over in front of the Lake City coaches over there. Corey Egan up, instructing Colton on some strategy. Colton picks the ankle. Freeing that is Seward. And again, they're out of bounds. 2-1, Seward. First period takedown. Colton with an escape. Minute 37 left, second period.
Number 2, 170 pounds.
Here's Seward. He might free himself here. He's neutral right now, says the ref. This is going to be at least an escape, I believe, for Seward, and he's going to reverse him. It's 4-1 now. And blood time. So Seward with a takedown and now a reverse. And it's blood time for Colton Eichen, so he's down 4-1.
160-pound Triple A, Matt Noss, Anoka, Wednesday.
Nope, it's comeback time for Colton. He's been down before this year.
50 pounds, 8-1 decision.
Colton has certainly the ability to come from behind. He has done it a number of times. He's ready to go again. Blood time stopped. 4-1. Shane Seward, Lake City, in front. And they're underway. 1:15 remains, second period. Seward goes after the right elbow, breaking Eichens down. Eichens to a knee. Seward trying to thread that arm through underneath of Colton. Colton reaching back for a leg. He's got a hammer lock in on the left side of Colton, does Seward. 50 seconds left. Now Colton to a knee, two knees. Colton down 4-1. Colton now sitting, turning. Now he faces him, gets neutral, and escapes. 4-2. 4-2 now, Seward up. Seward has a takedown and a reverse. Colton's got two escapes. 27 seconds remain, second period. And Eichens drives forward. And a restart as they go out of bounds. Eichens stepping in. Couple of seconds left, and there's the period. End of two. And the start. 4-2 now. Seward is up. 10 seconds gone by. Third period. Seward working. Still riding hard. Colton coming out the back door. Oh, Colton got turned. He got turned. And he got turned and up. Did he give up the two? Yes. Near fall points for Seward. He's up 6-2. 6-2, Seward. Now time becoming a factor for Eichens, and he cuts him loose. 6-3. Eichens now down 6-3. 1:05 left. Colton is going to have to go on the attack. And they twirl out of bounds. 6-5. Colton Eichens got turned for back points. Briefly, but enough. We are down to 45 seconds. Colton needs a throw and back points. Seward. There's a fireman's try by Colton. Didn't get it. Blocked by Seward. 30 seconds left. 6-3, Seward trying to come around. Colton on his knees. 20 to go. And he'll give up two more. Seward up 8-3. And now blood time.
Now wrestling.
8-3. Colton Eichens now in real trouble.
And Lucas Westridge, Lakeville.
He needs a 5-point throw here, and he's only got about 20-some seconds. Blood time has stopped. They go out to clean the mat. Well, Colton, what have you got in you here? 8-3, Seward. And the start. 14 seconds. Colton cut loose. 8-4. 10 seconds. Trip try by Colton. Seward defends. One last throw try by Colton, but it's waved off, and Seward wins it.
Now getting ready to wrestle on mat number four.
The final, 8-6. Seward knocks off Colton Eichens in the semis. Two knocks off one. So a tough loss there for Colton Eichens. And Brad Kroll is up next.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Okay, we are back, and we're at 160 now. Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala and Royal Crow, as in the bird, Crow, from Border West. So, in order to avoid any confusion, I will call them by their first names, Brad and Royal. And they are scoreless.
170 pounds by Paul at 442.
Right now on their feet. This is the 160 semis. 50 seconds left. Both Colton Eichens and Brandon Ortman lose decisions today. 2-0 for Ortman, 8-6 for Eichens. So they're in consolation semis later on. They'll both place, just not as high as they wanted to. Border West and Royal Crow. Excuse me, West Central. Used to be Wheaton Herman Norcross. Now it's called Border West as Kroll pulling him forward. 12 seconds left, scoreless. Peyton Moore defeated Noah Landers of Aiken. So the winner of this one between Brad and Royal will get number one, Peyton Moore of Jackson County Central, in the finals tonight. No score after one. Kroll, or Brad, will be riding here on Royal, who is down. Picks the ankle, lifts him up, snaps him down hard. Drives forward, and the referee stopped it for dangerous, I think, because that was such a hard, and he might have given him a point on a slam. Yes, he did.
Results from match 271.
Royal Crow gets the point on
Evan Ronson.
That move. He took him down awful hard, and it's called a penalty on Brad Kroll. 1-0. Second period is underway. We've got Nathan Brinker of Holdingford coming up at 195. And there's an escape to make it 2-0 for Royal Crow. 2-0. 1.5 minutes remain, second period. And they're out of bounds. Pioneer boys basketball team getting underway in about 40 minutes at St. John's against Sauk Center, 6AA North, semifinals. Here's Royal trying to snap Brad by. Brad holds on. Throws a front headlock. They get a stall call on Crow. And now they're back on their feet. Royal Crow is up 2-0, but he just got warned for stalling. 35 seconds remain. Second period. 53 seconds left. Out of bounds, so they restart. So we've yet to get a winner today. We had both Logan Capon of Little Falls, Zach Scott of Holdingford lose in the consolation quarterfinal round. And now Brandon Ortman and Colt Nations have lost two-point decisions in their semifinals. Now Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll is in action, trailing 2-0. Late in the second, 25 seconds left. Shot in by Royal Crow. Back up, hooked up with Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala. Now Brad drives in. He's in deep. He's got a big bear hug on, trying to throw, but Kroll pushed him away. Now Brad, ankle pick, ankle trip. Get to two, Brad. No, time ran out. No points. Oh, Brad Kroll got aggressive right at the end, but comes up empty. He's down 2-0 at the end of two. 2 minutes left for Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll. He stands up, holding onto the waist. Royal Crow, now he lifts Brad's leg. He's got his right leg up in the air, trying to trip him down, and rolling away for an escape. 2-1. Brad Kroll gets his first point. Now a takedown puts him ahead. 2-1. Royal Crow of West Central, 160 pounds, AA. Trying to join his teammate, Jake Norrie, in a finals match. Here's Brad with a trip, and he gets two. Kroll with a takedown, 3-2 with a minute 20. Now Kroll riding Brad with his first lead. Brad legs in. Royal Crow stands. Brad's got to bring them back down. Brad's been warned for stalling, but they're out of bounds. So that takes care of that for now. 1:06 left for Brad Kroll, who has assumed a 3-2 lead. And the start is a caution on Royal Crow. Brad Kroll, about a minute away from a championship appearance tonight.
Results on mat number 8, match number 960.
Royal Crow turns and faces. He did not get an escape, though. Brad Kroll maintained enough control. 53 seconds. 3-2. Now it's Brad in on the waist. Royal Crow trying to free hands. He's standing up. There's a stall. Stall called on Brad Kroll. 40 seconds. And out of bounds.
Mark Hall, Apple Valley. And Dalton Peterson, Lakeville.
40 seconds left for Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll. Now the clock's running again. Brad, left hip, picks that ankle up. Royal Crow trying to turn it. Now he faces Brad, but Brad, there's a roll. Uh-oh, look out. Possible reverse here. Brad hanging on to the leg. Referee down and looking. He is going to give up at least an escape out of this. And he does. It's 3-3 with 12 seconds. And now they're out of bounds. Royal Crow escapes. So, final 8 seconds now. We could be looking at overtime. 3-2. Brad tries one shot at the end. They wave it off. Waved it off. Kroll got in deep, but no points. Overtime for Brad Kroll and Royal Crow. 1 minute. First one to score wins. They come together, shoulder to shoulder. Brad Kroll reached for an ankle, didn't get it. Royal Kroll powers forward, driving forward and out of bounds. No points. Down to 31 seconds left. On their feet. 27 seconds left. If nobody scores here, we go to a couple of 30-second overtimes. We had a 4-overtimer earlier in the semis. And they're out of bounds with 18. Shot in by Royal Kroll, blocked by Brad. And they're both back up on their feet. 11 seconds. Brad Kroll, single leg. Can he tip him? Drives forward. Kroll, no points, no points. 2 seconds, 1 second. And there's the takedown for Brad Kroll at the buzzer. Brad Kroll's going to the championship. 5-3 overtime for Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll. Brad Kroll will meet Peyton Moore in the finals tonight.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Piers Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line. Maybe a lot more. But then, there it is. The shot. It's up. The clock is down. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of 1,000 silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor. Were his feet on this side of the line or that? The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
My fellow classmates,
This is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM. A time to talk about each other. A time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you. Yeah. We'll never forget what we experienced together. Like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember. Like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway, to everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach, except college, since we pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2525.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
A 10-0 decision goes to Carter Nielsen of Foley.
All right, we are back, and we are at the Xcel Energy Center, and here's what's happened so far today. It started this morning with consolation quarterfinals. Logan Capon of Little Falls lost, and Zach Scott of Holdingford also lost. So those two eliminated, will not place. Now in the semifinal round, the championship semis, Pierce had two individuals. They both unfortunately suffered losses. Brandon Ortman loses 2-0 to Frazee's Tanner Reitz on a second period reverse. Those were the only points. And so Brandon will wrestle later on in the consolation semifinals. And Colton Ishins of Pierce, an 8-6 loss to Lake City's Shane Seward. First loss of the year for Colton. He also now will drop down into the consolation semis. It was Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala getting a takedown with about 2 seconds left in overtime to win his semifinal match at 160. So Brad Kroll will face Payden Moore, Jackson County Central, tonight for the Class A 160-pound championship. Right now, Keegan, that is Luke Norland of Jackson County, ranked. I believe this is a 1-2 matchup. Yep. Zach Carlson, Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundberg. Luke Norland, Jackson County, number two. And it's 3-2, late third. Shot in by Carlson. And it's now 3-3, so I think they got a stall point there. 3-3. Norland was down. Now he's tied it. Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundbergs. Zach Carlson ranked number one. ...41-0 coming into the tournament. They're going to overtime. Nathan Brinker still to come. And that'll then end this session of semifinal round. And then they'll roll into the consolation semis. We'll have Ortman and Eichens coming up in that round. So Nathan Brinker. This Norland Carlson match is a 170 match.
220-pound AAA, Jake Brake, St. Michael Albert.
3-3, 30 seconds left in the overtime. One versus two, Norland Carlson. Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala defeated Royal Kroll of West Central with a takedown in the final 2 seconds of overtime to win 5-3 to put him into a state championship tonight. Will Nathan Brinker wrestle for a championship? Noah Landris of Aiken is in action later. There's the end of the period, so they're going another overtime, a 30-second overtime for Carlson and Norland.
275-pound AAA, Tristan.
Most of the mats are up around the 195-pound match, but for some reason this one on mat 2 is at 170. I think because they've had a couple of overtime matches. 3-3. Carlson trying to come around on Norland now. Picking that ankle. 7 seconds left in the second overtime period. Here he comes. He runs out of time, though. He almost had him turned. So we head to a third overtime between Carlson and Norland. One versus two in the state. Really a dandy. Norland starts down. Carlson rolls him. Almost tilted him. 3-3. Third overtime. Now Carlson lifting him. Norland up and taken down. Carlson riding in on the right hip. Nathan Brinker will be up pretty soon. Over on mat number one, that looks like. No, I'm not going to. It looks like it's a matchup between two 20-pounders. Carlson riding. 4 seconds left.
Reggie Manuelos from Dalliner to the announce table.
And they're out of bounds, headed to a fourth overtime.
Please come to the announce table.
Four overtimes for Norland and Carlson.
Winner by a 4-2 decision. Dylan Card, Bertha, Hewitt-Kirkdale.
Dylan Card, number one ranked 220-pounder, has won. 4-2 over Ian Morrison of Chatfield. 18 seconds left in the fourth overtime. Carlson trying to sit. Norland grabbing the ankle. If Norland rides this, he wins. Carlson can't escape. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And Norland is going to win in four overtimes. Luke Norland over Zach Carlson of Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundberg.
Up to wrestle on mat number 4.
So, that is a 170-pounder.
Wyatt Richardson from Grand Meadow.
Luke Norland will face. Well, we're not sure who he's going to get. We don't have the update yet on that one.
Totino Grace.
But Norland from Jackson County in four overtimes. defeats Zach Carlson. First loss of the year for number one ranked Carlson.
Five, Class A, 182 pounds, Jake Wentzloff, Sibley East.
Now, Jake Wentzloff of Sibley East, Jonah Lang of Frazee, 182. That means that Nathan Brinker is up next on that one. So Brinker, a match away from getting started at 195 for his semifinal. And Brinker will get Cole Hennen of Minnesota in his match.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
luck. We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Da, 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 da.
Need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Da-da-da-da-da! Charge!
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and disbursing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
As we come back to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, we should have Nathan Brinker of Holding Ford coming up. That's not too much longer here. I know I've said that, but it's true. We do know now who the opponents will be for both Brandon Ortman and Colton Eichens in the Constellation Semis.
You have an athlete advantage.
And those are coming up after this round of championship semis. Brandon will take on Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield. Ortman and Goldsmith, the winner, will wrestle for third place tonight. The loser will wrestle for fifth place tonight. So Ortman Goldsmith, 120 consolation at 152 pounds. We now know that Colton Eichens will face Justin Dravis of Park Rapids area. And that'll be, again, the winner advancing to third, loser in the fifth place match. Waiting on Nathan Brinker, Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala is a finalist. 5-3 last second overtime win over Royal Crow of West Central. So Brad tonight will face Peyton Moore, who defeated Noah Landris 8-1 in his semifinal. Landris from Aiken. Moore, Kroll, 5-3 overtime. That's the finals matchup at 160. Landris will now face Nicholas Esping of Minneota in a consolation semi.
55 pounds, double A. From Annandale Maple Lake, Spencer Ogden. From Worthington, Carson Hagan.
And let's see, that match is over down there. That means we're one step closer.
Cuomo of Totino Grace, wrestling Jack Ryan of Simley.
See if I see Brinker.
Number one, Manuel Garcia, Bowles. Todd Erickson.
Well, I see the coaches. Yeah, there's Nathan Brinker. Here we go. Brinker is ready. He's checking in.
Now wrestling on mat number seven. 220 pounds.
Brinker and Cole Hennen of Minneota. Senior came in 34-2. undefeated Nathan Brinker. Slaps the arm, shakes the hands, and here we go. Our last semifinal underway. Brinker and Hennen. Brinker pinned Michael Knoll of Lake City in the quarters. And a 10-7 win over Tristan Palmer in the opening round. Hennen, a pin over Troy Filzen, and there's a takedown for Brinker. Two zip, Nathan up.
195 pound double A.
30 seconds into the period. Brinker driving. Now up on his feet, Cole Hennen. Sagged back down by Brinker. Hennen with a fall over Troy Filzen and a fall over Ari Harnitz of Lake Crystal. So two pins for the Minnesota 195 pounder. Now he'll get it away and escape. I think Nathan kind of let him go. 2-1. I think pretty confident that Nathan can take him down. He had good success with his first attempt at it. Took him right down. So 45 seconds left in the first. 2-1 now, Brinker. Brinker stepped outside the circle briefly. Now he's back in. Here's a shot in by Hennen, elevating. He's in on the double, trying to dump Brinker over his back here, and they stop it for dangerous.
Match 275
Number one ranked heavyweight Garrett Malmstrom, a 3-2 winner for Frazee. He's into the finals. Back to action. 15 seconds left. First period, 2-1 Brinker. And they're circling. We're going to end the period here with, nope, there's an escape. It's 2-2. 2-2 now, and time is out. So Brinker and Hennen are tied at 2 after 1. And Brinker looks like he's got choice and chooses down. 2-2 with a fresh 2 minutes on the clock. Now Brinker, can he free himself? Cole Hennen of Minnesota. Here is Brinker. He's turning, and now facing in. Both on a knee. Brinker underhooks. Minute 40 to go, second period. Now it's Brinker trying to jack him forward. Hennen trying to lift, and we get, there's an escape. They do give the escape to Brinker, so he's back in front now, 3-2. Brinker circling now, slides in, almost snuck in behind. Little shuck move there by Brinker. Very quick and agile for his size. Showed that on the football field this fall. Now he and Hennen come together, reaching for a hand. Who's going to get that all-important wrist control? 105 to go in the second period. 3-2 lead for Holding Ford's Nathan Brinker in the semis. Separating and then coming back together. 48 seconds and counting. Now Hennen has an underhook in on Brinker. And they're out of bounds. Out of bounds as we're down to 41 seconds left. 41 seconds on their feet. This is the second period. Brinker has the escape here to give him the lead at 3-2 over Cole Hennen. Nathan, couple of swats at the head of Hennen. Hennen pushes him away. 19 seconds left.
John Zilder, Lakeville South, wins a 3-1 decision.
We'll be rolling into the consolation semis next. We'll take a brief break and then come back with that round of action. 6 seconds left, second period for Nathan Brinker. And there's the end. 3-2 after two. Brinker, 2 minutes from the finals. And now it's Hennin's choice to be down. And I think Brinker's got a little blood time to be addressed before the third period begins. So Nathan Brinker with a takedown and an escape and two escapes for his opponent, Cole Hennin of Minnesota. Hennin's a senior, as is Brinker. One finalist tonight, Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala. Will it be two? We know we'll have consolation rounds and third and fifth place matches tonight. Consolation semis are coming up for Brandon Ortman, Colt Nations. Both of those will be in at least two matches yet.
Attention wrestlers and coaches, this match
now
has been changed.
Brinker's ready.
Match number 978.
Underway in the third period. Most Brinker up 3-2.
Seven. This involves Brent Chambers and Kevin Kniso.
Driving forward, in on the waist.
Goes from Matt seven.
Cole Hennin underneath. Minute 40 left for Brinker, leading 3-2. In on the waist now. Horses him powerfully forward, trying to hook the leg. He's trying to turn him here. You can see what Nathan's thinking. Still riding, trying to just tilt him. Here's the tilt. He's got back point. No, oh, he rolled through. He got a one. Got a one, not a two count. Hennin able to roll through and avoid giving up any back points. So it's still 3-2 with a minute 16 to go. Restarting in the middle. And it's a clean start. Here's a roll, tilt, try again. This time there will be counts. And he's going to get, I believe, at least two. Logan Olean, the former Canby Lancer, the new head coach of the Huskers, up and applauding as the two near fall awarded. So now Brinker up 5-2 with 50 seconds left. And he'll cut him loose, 5-3. So now Brinker's got to defend against a takedown and avoid giving up the tie. He's up 5-3. Clock is running, 35 seconds. Hennin, you know, will get desperate and try a shot pretty soon. Out of bounds, 31 seconds. Restart. On their feet, Hennin reaching. Can't get to Brinker, though. Brinker, too strong up top. There's a shot in by Hennin. Trying to defend Brinker. He's got Brinker's left leg up. He'll have to trip him down, but we're down to 15 seconds. Brinker defending here. Still on the leg is Hennin. 8 seconds. Can Brinker defend and fight off this attack? 3 seconds. Stall, but it's going to be enough. Nathan Brinker's going to the finals for the Huskers. He wins 5-3 over Cole Hennin of Minnesota. Brinker to the championship tonight as he has his hand raised in victory. Undefeated Nathan Brinker headed for the state championship.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Nathan Brinker will wrestle for a state championship tonight. He just won a 5-3 battle with Cole Hennen of Mineota to get to the finals. Those are at 7 o'clock tonight. They'll wrestle all three classes at once. So Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll, Holding Ford's Nathan Brinker are finalists. Coming up, Brandon Ortman and Colt Nations have consolation semis coming up. So we'll take a break. We're about probably 15 to 20 minutes away from that round of action getting up. So around 115, 120 is when that next round of consolation action begins. Join us then, won't you? We're at the XL Energy Center for more state wrestling day three on YouAreTheirSports.com. The consolation semifinals will be our next action.